It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's December 1st or 2nd, depending on when you're listening to this. Thanksgiving has come and gone. Big shout out to my running friends for showing up at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium on Thanksgiving Day. Really cold, but we managed to get that run in. It was a shortened course to a 4K, which no one complained about. Also, want to thank Dr. Rogerson last weekend. We had a great show on dentistry in the hospital and how there's a lot of dental, unfortunately, that is taken care of at the emergency room. But one of the things about this show, though, that I love, it gives me a great opportunity to share and highlight not-for-profit organizations that I have a great deal of passion for. And this weekend, it's the Arthritis Foundation and the upcoming Jingle Bell Runs. And with me is Erica D'Agostino, who is the executive director of the New England Arthritis Foundation. In the spirit of transparency, I'm the leadership board chair for New Hampshire and Maine. And with me as well is Gay Jacques, who's the honoree for all three of the runs. And our youth honoree, Emily Jacques, we'll be hailing from Emily and Gay. And in between them is Emily's mom, Jessica. So thank you, ladies, for joining me this weekend.
Thanks for having us.
And I'll soon see you at Freeport. So, Erica, let me start with you. As you know, I got involved with the Arthritis Foundation not because I have arthritis or my family has arthritis, but I started to do the Jingle Bell Runs many years ago. And during the course, and I was doing that just as a regular runner, and then during the course of those runs and getting more and more involved, I got to get on the Leadership Council and then have been chair. And it's always been astounding to me to realize how debilitating arthritis can be. And then let's just take New Hampshire, for example. There are more youth with juvenile arthritis issues than juvenile diabetes. And when I say that in context, people, you know, are astounded. So we know in New Hampshire that there are 282,000 adults without arthritis, and there are nearly 2,000 youth under age 18 with arthritis, and that's about the percentage of the total population is close to 30%. And Maine has very similar statistics as well. So the upcoming runs today, December 2nd, in Freeport, and then later on in Portsmouth and Concord, really are to raise funds. But why don't you go over your involvement and talk about the mission statement and your vision?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me, Tom. This is a really great thing that you're bringing attention to, and that Delta Dental has been, Northeast Delta Dental has been so involved for so many years, and we're really, really grateful for that involvement, for the awareness that it brings to the cause. I think the first thing to understand is that arthritis is not a single disease. This is sort of an umbrella term that we use to talk about over 100 different types of diseases that we lump under one header, which is arthritis, that affect people of all different ages, men and women, all different races. You can come from anywhere, really, and be affected by arthritis. And it's the leading cause of disability in America. It affects more than 54 million people in this country. And you already mentioned 300,000 children in northern New England. I would like to say this, actually, in each of the states in northern New England, Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire, 25% of the population has some form of arthritis, which is staggering, really, really staggering. And so this is very, very, a very, very significant issue that affects the population. So something that needs to be brought attention to and something that really needs to be addressed. And so the Arthritis Foundation was founded in 1948 nationally. And really, our mission is to boldly pursue a cure for America's number one cause of disability and to champion the fight against arthritis with life-changing resources science, advocacy, and community connection.
Great. And one of the things, part of that, the affliction also, one out of three veterans have arthritis, and I know I do a lot of work with veterans in terms of mental health and oral health, but it's astounding, too, that one out of three veterans have some form of, arthritis diagnosed, by a doctor. So it's definitely a more significant, issue than people realize. So the three events coming up on December 2nd in Freeport at the Mass Landing School, Portsmouth on December 9th, the Little Harbor School, and Concord at the Runlet Middle School December 16th. The races start at 9, and it's very simple to register. Just go on jbr.org. It's $35 pre-registration until the day of the race, and 100% of the registration fees and fundraising efforts go to the arthritis cause because, as Erica mentioned, Delta Dental and many other corporations have been also sponsoring, so our sponsorship dollars go to the timing services and things like that. So let's get to the people that we're honoring. So Emily and Gay, so granddaughter and grandmother, right?
Yes.
So okay. So that was, you like that, Gay? That's too funny. So let's start with you, Emily. So you're youthful, but we would call you an adult. Gay, let's start with, when were you diagnosed, and how have you dealt with this, and what do the races mean to you?
Okay. Well, I'm a retired nurse, and I have osteoarthritis of my knees. I take this as a rite of passage with my occupation. My main reason for getting involved with the Arthritis Foundation and the Jingle Bell Run has been my granddaughter, and to walk in honor and champion for her. I worked at the veterans home, so I found it interesting running across this fact of one in three veterans being affected.
Yeah, it's really compelling. The website, by the way, is www.arthritis.org. If you want to register for the races, it's jbr.org. So let's talk to Emily and Jessica. Jessica is Emily's mom. So Emily, how have you gotten involved with these races? And tell us your story.
You need to talk. Em, how old were you when you were diagnosed with arthritis?
I was like 2.5 when I was diagnosed with arthritis.
And what joints do you have?
It was in both knees, both ankles, both elbows, and my right pointer finger.
And they suspected that it might be in her hip. At age 3, she was pretty much almost immobilized because she lost the ability to walk. We had to do physical therapy for a long time and some pretty aggressive treatments. She had cortisone injections in all of those joints. And when she began physical therapy, she couldn't even jump off the ground. And now if you saw her, she's a competitive dancer, very flexible. So you might not think that she has arthritis. And what's something that you have to deal with because of your arthritis about your legs?
Well,
so my legs are.
My legs are
different.
Different sizes.
So her right leg is a little shorter than her left leg, and that has become a pretty big complication recently because it can lead to scoliosis if it's not corrected.
Good point. So Emily and Jessica, so when you're able to share your story with your classmates, are they surprised? Do they know much about arthritis? Do they even know that arthritis can affect youth?
I'd say they didn't know until this year, right, Em?
Yeah, at first they didn't even know what arthritis was or that I had it.
And this past fall, Emily has taken it upon herself as the youth honoree in her school to do some presentations and bring awareness.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, that takes a lot of courage, so I thank you. And Jessica, we have about 1 minute before the first break. Tell us, when Emily was first diagnosed, were you at a loss to where to turn?
Yes, we were. We were shocked that it was arthritis, that children could even get arthritis. We didn't know anyone, and it was just very hard as a parent to watch your child become a normal, healthy child become immobile, basically.
So after break, I'm going to ask Erica to talk about the resources that the Arthritis Organization has, because I hear that a lot from parents. Oh my God, my son or daughter has arthritis, and I don't know where to turn. So we'll tee that up for Erica after commercial breaks. Please stay tuned for more of Erica, Gay, Emily, and Jessica. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio. It's hard to believe, again, that it's December 1st or 2nd. And with me is Erica D'Agostino, who's the Executive Director of the Arthritis New England Foundation, Gay Jocks, who's the adult honoree, Emily Jocks, who's her granddaughter, the youth honoree, and Emily's mom, Jessica Jocks. And we have three races coming up to raise awareness and money for arthritis research to find a cure. The first one, if you're listening to this weekend, there's still time to go. It's at Mass Landing School in Freeport, December 2nd at 9 a.m. And the ones in the Concord area, December 16th at the Runland School, and in Portsmouth, December 9th. Each one of the races, you just register at jbr.org, and you'll get to meet Gay and Emily, who are our youth honoree and adult honoree. And you'll also get to see me run or jog the three races as well. So before we broke, we were talking about, you know, if a parent, a new parent, you know, it's hard enough, a lot of challenges just raising, you know, a child, and then you're thrown an arthritis diagnosis, and you're thinking, I thought arthritis was just for older folks, you know, what do I do? So if I'm that parent, Erica, what do you recommend, and what are some of the resources?
Yeah, this is a great question. So I think the very first thing that you would want to do is you would want to go online and you would want to order one of our free juvenile arthritis power packs. And this is, if you have a young child, what happens is you get a free power pack in the mail. It comes. It's a backpack with, inside of it, it has, for younger children, a teddy bear that can be both a hot, warm, or a cold pack teddy bear, so you can snuggle the teddy bear, but it's also good for joint pain. So you can put the teddy bear on the joints that are both for hot and for cold. And it has inside of it, this backpack, along with the teddy bear for the kids, endless amounts of information and what I can only describe as the book of everything on juvenile arthritis for the parents to get them started. This is outside of, obviously, what your pediatric rheumatologist will give you for brochures and pamphlets, which, honestly, 9 times out of 10 come from the Arthritis Foundation anyway. The other thing that they should do almost immediately is go onto arthritis.org and contact their local office. Every local office has a state page. If they contact the local office, we will get you in touch with the local juvenile arthritis committee. Those committees are comprised of other JA families who help put on local volunteer-driven juvenile arthritis family days and family-driven activities. So they'll either be family days or meet and greets or parent programs where the parents get to get together and talk and learn from one another. We do a lot of programmatic activity in the local markets to help families get more information. The other thing that we do is we provide camperships. We do juvenile arthritis camps around the country. And in the Northeast, we have 4 camps that we provide camperships to. We're really proud in New England. We have one here in Vermont that we send kids to in August. And we're pleased and proud to say that we raise money all year long in an effort to be able to send any kid that wants to go to camp to camp, and we help them go to camp, which has been a really big deal for us, and we've been able to do that for many, many years. That's a huge accomplishment for us and a real point of pride.
Great.
And then those are just some of the many things that we can offer kids with JA.
That's great. And I know Jessica, I think you spoke to it too, but when you're a parent, to be able to talk to other parents, I know other board members from the Leadership Council who have had children in this situation, I know they said it means so much when, you know, there's really no playbook per se for a parent, but if you can talk about this, I'm assuming that's been helpful.
Yes, actually we met one of the board members' families through a dance, and that's how we got involved with the Arthritis Foundation. And we recently attended a family fun day, and I would highly, highly recommend that for parents because it was nice to get and sit and listen to stories. But what Emily enjoyed the most was you got to meet kids finally who had what?
Arthritis, too.
Because she doesn't know anyone.
Yeah, so that's why, Emily, you're so courageous. And again, the statistics are staggering. 1 in 4 Americans have arthritis. In New Hampshire and Maine alone, 300,000 people with arthritis. And there's a significant population of youth under age 18 with arthritis, which people don't realize. And I know, Erica, when I mention that, people are in disbelief. So one of the points of the races is to get the word out there. It's to raise money for a cure, but it's also to make people aware. So again, the dates are December 2nd in Freeport, jbr.org/Freeport, Portsmouth, December 9th, jbr.org/Portsmouth, and Concord, December 16th, jbr.org/Concord. And you'll get to meet these fabulous people, Gay, Emily, Jessica, and Erica. And like I said, I'll be running in the role as a runner, but also as chair of the Leadership Council. So, Gay, let's get back to you. So when you have arthritis, and people, I know when I talk to adults with arthritis, they're saying, "Well, I don't even mention it because I don't want my employer thinking that, you know, I can't do the job. I'm getting older and things like that." So is it hard? I know it's obviously hard for youth to talk about arthritis because some people don't even know that arthritis is youth can get the arthritis. But as an adult, was that a difficult thing as well to talk about it?
Really didn't. You know, it was just accepted as you get older that you have arthritis and you just plug along and do your job.
All right, but see, one of my goals is the same way we talk about, you know, meniscus surgery very openly, and we have these huge, you know, breast cancer walks, which I participate in, and you're walking in the Concord area and you see this huge sea of pink, and everybody's talking about their, you know, their survival stories and things like that, and of course the arthritis color is green. So one of my goals is to have a sea of green. In addition to these races, we also have walks both in Manchester, New Hampshire, and Portland, Maine, and I really want to see the kind of the sea of green. So from a youth perspective, Jessica, when, you know, has it been difficult for Emily to describe to her classmates, you know, what arthritis is for a youth? Or
has it been difficult for you to describe?
Well, like, kind of, but like, at first, they're like, they would be like, "So what is arthritis again?" And, like, they would keep asking what it is because they would just be confused about it.
Or like, at one point, that she wouldn't jump off things, and her kids are like, "Just do it." And she's like, "I can't. It hurts. I have arthritis." And they didn't understand what that meant. But Emily's always been pretty good about saying, "I have arthritis," but not necessarily describing what it is.
Erica, we've selected the correct youth honoree, don't you think? She's quite an ambassador and courageous, right?
I mean, she's the perfect ambassador. Yeah, totally.
To bring about your green of sea, we are doing one more fundraiser with the school. We're duct taping Emily's father to the wall with green duct tape.
Oh, no. Does he know that yet?
Yes, he does. And all the kids are very excited about
it. Yeah. Now, is that at all three races or one in particular?
We're just doing it to raise money for the Concord race.
Okay, so that runlet.
Yep.
Nice. And again, that's for my running friends. That's December 16th. And I know you're all out there because I've been doing it for about 15 years, even before I was involved with the Arthritis Foundation. So it's really cool. It's a great course. And again, you can register easily, jbr.org/Concord, or look for one of my emails. Again, the other two races are December 9th at the Little Harvard School in Portsmouth, and December 2nd at the Mass Landing School in Freeport, which is just kind of a stone's throw away. And there are several people like myself that do all three. So, Erica, when you look at national in scope, I know that the Arthritis National is really supportive of our efforts. As you see things nationally, how do you see the future of you know, fundraising, you know, for a cure and for education?
I mean, you know, I started here about 2.5 years ago, and I have to say I have really been bowled over at just the amount of work that we've been able to accomplish with the dollars that have been raised and with the amount of science and the amount of programs that have been rolled out in just the last 2.5 years. The work that's being done on JA research, the amount of work that's being done on osteoarthritis research, the incredible rollout of the Live Yes Arthritis Network and the ability to reach more neighborhoods and underserved communities, the ability to bring back the rheumatology fellowship program. We're doing incredible work in incredible ways. And so I think the sky's the limit. I think what is which makes my heart heavy is that 1 million people every year will be newly diagnosed with arthritis. And so we have no time to waste. And we have to continue to fight and continue to, you know, push that boulder up that hill because, you know, we have a big fight ahead of us. But with people like Gay and people like Emily and like Jessica, the sky is the limit for sure.
You get it. And those are staggering national statistics. In New Hampshire and Maine alone, 300,000 adults in each state with arthritis and 2,000 youth. And that is a bigger statistic, you know, than juvenile, you know, diabetes. I want to thank some of the other sponsors of the races besides Northeast Delta Dental. We have local sponsors, Bigelow, Concord Orthopedics, Swenson, Granite, Kurt's been a great sponsor for years. And then we have some national sponsors, AbbVie, and a few others. It doesn't happen without sponsors, but I need a great turnout. So I'm expecting all of you who want to meet Emily, Gay, and Jessica and run or walk, and I want to stress that you can also walk. It's very simple. You can register jbr.org/Freeport or /Portsmouth or Concord. Thank you, Erica, Gay, Emily, and Jessica, for joining me this weekend, and I'll see you pretty soon at Freeport and then again in Portsmouth and Concord. I'm looking forward to it, and thank you for your courage for getting out there and the extra time. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, yep. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erica, for your leadership. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.